guys, sister queens, what is up? What is happening? How are all the things? We are now in week 2, day 8 of uncaping, unmasking, and unhiding, which means that today we are tackling a new character. You gotta guess what it is. I'll tell you who that is in a minute or two, but before we dive into today, I just want to take a few minutes to say welcome back to our day ones who have been riding with us for a long time. And so welcome back to you guys. And for those of you who are new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so happy that you are also riding with us. So allow us to introduce ourselves. I am Shirley Hubbard, aka Cheryl. I am the creator and the co-host of the Shades of Strong podcast. But like we say almost every episode, Shades of Strong is not just a podcast. It is a global movement where we are working to dismantle the myths and the stereotype of the strong Black woman so that she can be any shade of strong that feels right for her. And my absolute passion for life is sowing seeds of hope, healing, and happiness into women who find themselves drowning in the middle of their own lives. And of course, the yin to my yang is joining me in the virtual studio. Hey, Natty, what's up, girl?
Hey, I'm good. Natty,
why don't you go ahead and tell the people a little bit about yourself? Because I feel like I always do that spiel, and then you never say anything. So tell them about
it. That can't be true.
It's true, I tell you, it's true. So Nat, what is your absolute passion for life? Tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Hi, my name is Madeline. I also go by Natty, and I live in Virginia, and I am a multidisciplinary artist and writer who apparently loves to podcast because I am also the co-host of the Shades of Strong podcast. Woo!
Honey, this girl right here, she is all the things to me. Like Natty, for you, for those of you guys who are new, Natty and I have never actually met in person. We actually met on Facebook probably about, what, 5 or 6 years ago, I think.
And I think you're right. I think it was 5 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. About 5 years ago. We just had this natural connection. We've done some things together in the past, but we just formed this really good friendship. Mm-hmm. We've laughed together. We've cried together. We, you know, all the things. So, yeah.
Yes. And I love Shirley because she just, to quote a line from a movie that my kids and I and family have been watching a lot, she just like gets me.
Likewise, my dear, likewise. That's Cheryl and Natty. So today, like I said, week 2, day 8, we are doing a new character. So Natty, who's on the chopping board today?
It is Cookie Lion from the TV show called Power.
No, Empire Girl.
I'm sorry.
But Power is a good show.
Empire.
Cookie Lion from the hit show Empire. But like I said, Power is a good show.
Listen, just full disclosure, every now and then I get my wires crossed. I say wrong things. Like I'll have, like, listen, I'm a solidly middle-aged woman and my brain has been playing games with me. I'll forget what I'm trying to say mid-sentence. I'll say a thing that I've known my whole life and still give the wrong information. It is not intentional and it's not because I do not know. It just happens sometimes. And case in point was that. I know good and well, Cookie, being human. Power. Oh my gosh.
Right. It's called being human, honey. No worries at all. So yeah, we're talking about Cookie Lion today and Cookie Lion. Oh my gosh. If anybody's watched Empire, y'all know Cookie Lion is everything and then some. So first, today we want to kind of talk about her personality. We want to just capture her personality so when we go into the other days, you understand why she is who she is and why she does life the way she does life. So personality wise, she's rude. She's loud. She's obnoxious. She's overbearing. She's unapologetic. And she's not afraid of anything. She's not scared to go into places she hasn't been invited to. She is the, God, how do I want to say this? Cookie Lion is like, you messing with the wrong bitch.
Mm-hmm. Right. Definitely that kind of energy.
Absolutely. She's like, I am here to get what belongs to me. I am here to get what's mine. Like, that's the type of superwoman she is. And if you watch the show, you know that Cookie's been through hell and back. And so because she's been through all these traumatic instances in her life, no is not an option for her. She wants what she wants and she goes after it. And she's not going to stop until she gets it. And you know what else I love about Cookie Lyon? She knows what she brings to the table. She is not waiting around to sit at the table that Jack built. Cookie Lyon builds her own table. And I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I like her.
Like, I'm with that. I'm like, no, frick y'all.
Exactly. Yeah. I love Cookie Lyon. Like, now, could she have responded differently in certain circumstances? Absolutely. But I love her. I love how unapologetic she is. I like how she doesn't take no for an answer. I like that she knows, like she knows that she knows that she knows what she brings to the table. But like I said, there are definitely some things that she could have done differently. I just think Cookie Lyon, and like, I'm just going on and on, like she my best friend.
No, but
I really do think that Cookie Lyon is the epitome of the greatness, the show enoughness that lies in all of us, because she's so unapologetic, because she knows what she brings to the table, because she's not afraid to go after it, because she will not take no for an answer. Love her. Absolutely love her.
She burns brightly. She's like a raging fire.
I absolutely love her. Now, of course, there is some air quotes bad associated with that as well. And we're going to talk about that. But that's our personality. That's who Cookie Lyon is. And I want to think about my own life and see if I have that type of show nothingness in me. I don't think I've arrived yet, but I'm working on it. What about you, Nat?
Ironically, I've shown it at times. This was in my younger years, but it was always provoked. So that's not how I am naturally. I like to think I'm someone who goes after what I want, but I tend to move quietly with that. But if I'm provoked, I can think of a handful of experiences where I was provoked and a different side of me showed up that I forgot was there.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Honestly, that you said that.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself for doing that when I did, because honestly, all them bitches deserved it if we're going to keep it real. Like, we really did. They deserved it. It's like, look, I ain't even like that. Like, I'm not like that. So if this is energy you're bringing and things go south, you really need to ask yourself why, because I don't even bother nobody. I'm not my own business.
Absolutely. Like,
just leave me alone. But I remember that. And I remember feeling deep inside. It's like, okay, so yeah, you're going to keep being this quiet, slightly stoic, even person who, for the most part, just kind of keeps to yourself, minds your own business. But now you know that if and when things do pop off, you know how to let it be known that you're not that girl.
Right, right. Absolutely. I love that you said that I'm not that person naturally, but when you're provoked, you can go there, because that's actually what happened to Cookie Lyon. Mm-hmm. They don't tell a whole lot of her backstory on the show, but they do touch on some of it. And I don't think that's always who she was. It's who she became of life circumstances. And we're going to talk about that as we go down into her personality and all those things. But I think it's who she became. So let's talk about her cape and her mask. What do you think her mask is?
I think the mask is being strong as steel, tough as nails. Like, I'm not going to buckle for anyone. Like, there's nothing that can be done to me. I am basically invincible, kind of thing. I think that's the mask. What do you think?
I think so too. You know how we separated Olivia Pope's mask and her cape? One of them was a protector and one of the people pleaser. I don't think we can do that with Cookie Lyon, because I think both of hers are meshed together. Because Cookie Lyon, if we were going to name one, like, her cape, I think, is her take no prisoners, ruthless attitude. Mm-hmm. A And yeah. then her mask, like you were saying, dang, I forgot what you were saying. But her mask is
About being really tough and very like unbreakable.
Like she's gonna go after what she wants. And I think that comes from her wanting to prove that she doesn't need anybody. And she's going to get things done no matter what. Nobody's going to stop her. She got to prove to people, I can do this and I don't need your support to do it. So I think hers are kind of meshed together. She's the people prover, but even in being the people prover, she's kind of like, take no prisoners. Like, I'm going after it no matter what. Nobody's going to stand in my way and get it because I don't need you to get it. If you watch the episodes, I think that's the combination of what her cape and her mask is. But yeah, so that's her cape and that's her mask. Reflection. What can we reflect on about her cape and mask? Some questions that we can ask ourselves. If you can take some time to look, you can take a look at how the cape and the mask show up in your life. We didn't answer that, did we, Natty? How does it show up in our life?
For me, it's led me to being in a place where I am now, where I am still practicing asking for help. It's a hard lesson for me to learn. And I still most of the time don't ask for help when I actually do need it. Because it's like, no, I'll just do this on my own. But the truth is, there's some things that we can't do on our own. We just can't. Even if we think we can, maybe we shouldn't be. Because, you know, no person is an island. And we actually aren't meant to go through life without any kind of support. And people in general aren't mind readers. And they're not going to know that you need support if you don't say something. So yeah, I spent most of my life being the person that didn't say anything when I needed help and then being mad that people weren't mind readers. And that's really not fair to anyone. So yeah, I think that's the way it has shown up for me. Like, oh, I'm going to get what I want. I'm going to do what I want and nothing's going to stop me. I'm going to prove to everyone that I don't need anybody.
If you're enjoying this episode and are ready to start your journey to healing from the Black Superwoman Syndrome, please join us in the Sister Circle of Healing at shazastrong.com/SOS circle.
And the gag is, no, you actually do need people.
You actually do need
people. And you need to actually speak up and say that you need, I actually need help with this, XYZ.
I think I'm the same way. But again, something pushed me to that point. And I'm not as bad as I used to be because I am doing my work. But I think there are times in my life when people don't respond the way I would like for them to respond, now I got to prove to you that I don't need you. Right, and so I'll take on this role of trying to do all the things myself. And like you said, the gag is we need support. And so that's an area in my life that I am still working on. And Natty and I say this all the time, we don't think we'll ever arrive because we'll always be a work in progress and we'll always be healing mm-hmm. from something. And so that's definitely an area that I'm like, even with my children, like if I ask them to do something and they don't do it when I want it done, or maybe they don't do it at all because maybe it doesn't fit into their schedule, you know, or whatever, because, you know, they're adults, they have schedules too. I'll find myself feeling some type of way because they don't respond the way I think they respond. So now I'm not going to ask them to do anything, you know, in the future. Of course, that never pans out.
Right, of course.
Because you gotta ask them to do something. And so yeah, I find myself going back, and let me tell y'all what I've started doing when that happens to me, and I'm digressing just a little bit, but when that happens to me now, I find myself asking if this is the adolescent teenage Shirley reacting or if this is the adult Shirley reacting. And in more cases than not, it's the adolescent teenager, Shirley, reacting. Yeah, and so when I can recognize that, I can change my behavior and I can change how I'm responding or reacting to the situation. When I can recognize that it's that little girl rising up in me because she's not getting what mm-hmm. she wants in that moment. That's what I've learned to do as I become older and as I am doing my work. So yeah, I think that's a good thing for us to end on. And we would like for you to reflect on how Cookie Lion is showing up in your life or how she has shown up in your life in the past. And are you at a point where you are growing from some of the Cookie Lion-ness?
You see how I did that? The Cookie Lion-ness. Oh my God.
You see how I did that?
We're going to make that a thing. It's like, but see, me and my Olivia Pope-ness, I did it. It's like, oh, right. And me and my Cookie Lion-ness.
Yes.
All like, yeah, that's great. That's super clever. I love it.
It just rolled off my tongue like that. Yeah, but so great. Like, just take note to how she rises up in your life or how she shows up in your life. And then ask yourself, what am I doing to, air quotes, kind of tame her a little bit? Because that's what we want to do. We want to tame the lion in us. Ooh, Cookie Lion got a good last name. I love this.
Yes, she does. And all we mean really when we say tame is it's not about like trying to tamper down your spirit. It's about getting to a place of groundedness and centeredness.
Exactly.
So that we can operate and react out of a place of calm and neutrality. That's what we want.
Girl, you better stay there. Y'all see my friend say the Yes, I love it. Anywho, yeah, so that is what we're hoping to do. So those are the reflections from today. Think about how Cookie Lion shows up in your life and then think about what steps or actions you could take or you're currently taking to kind of get back to a grounded space. So yeah, that's it. At the end of the day, y'all, the way that most Black women live their lives, like the vast majority of us, is so emotionally unhealthy. It's so mentally unhealthy. And so we are really trying to get our sisters to a place where they are whole again. That's why we're doing this work. That's why we do this work. Even before this series, this is why Natty and I do this work, because we've been in that space where we felt broken and alone and felt like, you know, we had to do all the things. And so, yeah, join the sister circle, shadesofstrong.com/SOS circle. Also, we have created a Facebook community for you to have some conversations about these podcast episodes or just have some conversations about life in general. And we'll leave the links to both of those in the show notes of this episode. So we would love for you to join us in a community where we can gather and love on each other and talk about the things that concern us. All right. We will be back tomorrow with day 9, where we're going to be talking about Cookie Lion's kryptonite. So yeah, that's going to be good, y'all. So be sure to tune in. All right. We out. Day 8 down. Day 9 is on the way.